Casting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Here we are, neighbors again. I'm glad to be with you. Did you see that helmet that I brought in today? Have you ever seen anyone wearing a helmet like this? It's made of very hard material. And people who put out fires wear these. I think I'll just try this one on. I have some friends at our neighborhood fire department who loaned this to me so I could show it to you. They have lots of other things over there that help them with their firefighting. And they said I could bring you if you'd like. So why don't we go together to the neighborhood fire department? I surely hope that one of the fire trucks is there so I can show that to you too. We'll see lots of things. And I'll take back my borrowed helmet. Come along. Excuse me, is Captain Arnold here?
Yeah, he's right inside the door.
Thank you.
Sure.
Captain Arnold? Fred Rogers here.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you. I'm fine, thanks. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Captain Arnold. Thank you for loaning this to me.
Oh, it's indeed my pleasure, Mr. Rogers.
I know you wear a lot more than this when you go on firefighting.
Oh, yes, we do. In fact, I was just going over some of my protective clothing and my protective breathing apparatus.
Could I see you put them on?
Oh, absolutely.
Are these the boots?
Yes, sir. These are the boots, our protective boots, that protect us from the heat and other items that we might encounter in a bad, bad environment.
Oh, so you have the pants right ready to pull right off.
Yes, wow. We do.
That's fast.
And now I'm putting on my protective coat.
And I guess you have to do that all yourself.
Yes, sir. Each firefighter drills in doing this in a very quick but effective way.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to put on my breathing protection, which we call our SCBA.
SCBA?
Yes, which stands for self-contained breathing apparatus.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that mask that you wear?
Yes.
I see.
Yes. In fact, Mr. Rogers, would you like to put on the mask?
I would.
Oh, okay.
I sure would, if you'd help me.
Oh, I certainly will. First, before we put on the mask, we put on our protective hood. Now, this hood protects the firefighter from heat on the open areas of the skin. So let me put this over your head and pull it down. There we go. Now we're going to pull it down around your neck. And now we're going to put your mask on. Okay. This is your neck strap. Put this on first. Then I'm going to ask you to put your chin right inside the mask for me. There you go. And I'm going to tighten up the straps so that it's nice and tight. Once we do that, we put the hood back on, making sure that we cover all the open areas of your skin and as well as protecting your hair also. So we make sure that we protect everything. Let me just do a little adjustment here. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to put your helmet back. And we're going to put it on, making sure that it's secure on your helmet. Now, in order for you to breathe, did you hear that noise?
I did.
Okay, this is telling me that now we have air from our cylinder. And now I'm going to put it in your mask. So when I insert it, you take a deep breath and you can activate it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you're able to breathe in an atmosphere or in a location that ordinarily you wouldn't be able to breathe.
I see. This is serious business.
Yes, sir, it is.
Wow. And how do I look? Do I look scary?
Well, to someone who's not used to looking at you like this, you would look very scary to them.
But it's all right if any person, I mean a child or an adult or any person would come to me when I come to get them.
Absolutely. This is what we encourage. This is what we want. Okay, now I'm going to disengage your breathing mechanism. When I pull it out, I want you to hold your breath just for a second, and then once I disengage it, take it out, you can breathe again. You ready? Hold your breath. Okay, you can breathe again.
Oh, thank you for that.
Ah, you're welcome. Now I'm going to take your helmet off. We're going to take your protective hood off, and we're going to loosen up your straps. Okay. Yes, they're good and loose. And I'm going to remove it from the body.
I always wondered what that would be like.
Now you get a hands-on feeling.
I guess so. Thank you very much for allowing me to put the... Oh, this comes off too,
yes,
doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
And what's that tweet, tweet?
Okay,
thing?
This is what they call an eye pass, which this is a protective mechanism for the firefighter. If the firefighter gets hurt at the scene, then this will emit or give off a loud sound so other firefighters can find the firefighter.
But everything is for safety, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Serious business. It surely is.
Okay. And
wonderful
business.
Thank you very
much.
I was wondering if I could see the fire truck.
Absolutely. We can go this way.
When we're here? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a beauty, Captain. What are these?
These are outlets. The big outlets are for big hose. The little outlets are for little hose.
Big hose, little hose.
Yes, sir.
May I step up here?
Absolutely. Be careful.
I just noticed these. What are all these levers for?
Those levers are just like off and on switches. They allow the water to go through the hose, or they will not allow the water to go through the hose.
Uh-huh. On and off.
Sir.
It's a huge truck.
Yes, it carries 500 gallons of water.
In here?
Inside.
That's a lot of water.
Yes, it is.
May I see what's around the back?
Yes, you may.
Good. Wow, look at that. Big hose that is.
Yes, sir, we have a lot of hose here.
And what about this? What is this for?
Well, this is an inlet, and what that inlet does is allow us to use this big hose.
I see.
From the hydrant and put it into this inlet so we have a constant supply of water going into the truck.
Oh, so there's always water filling up the truck as you use the water that's in there.
Yes, sir.
I see. Wow. And then that looks like a much smaller hose over there.
Yes. The reason why this hose is so much smaller than this allows the firefighters to get closer to the fire in order to put it out with the least amount of water.
I see. Boy, there's so much you need to know about things like that to be a good firefighter.
Yes, sir.
Captain, I wanted to ask you what this is. It looks like a boat.
Yes, it does, and I can see why people would say that. But it is actually a Stokes basket. Let me put it down and explain a little bit about it.
A basket?
Yes. We use this basket for people who are injured and transporting them from one location to another.
Oh, you mean you lie down in it?
We lie down in it. Would you like to try?
Sure, I would.
Okay, well, before you do, let me call in a couple of my friends and we'll prepare it for you.
Oh,
Firefighter
okay.
Pinnock, Firefighter Smalley, could you give me a hand here?
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Glad to meet you.
Mr. Rogers,
how do you do, sir?
Okay, one of the first things that we do is we do try to make it somewhat more comfortable by placing a blanket into the Stokes basket, and once the individual is inside, then we secure them with the straps.
So
the blanket is inside. Now, would you like to lie down?
Sure.
And we'll take you for a little ride.
All right.
Okay. Once you're lying down, we're going to secure you with the straps.
That's comfortable. It's like a bed.
Yes.
Like a portable bed.
Okay, now we're going to raise you up and take a couple steps forward, a couple steps backwards, and then we'll lower you.
All right.
Okay, on three. One, two, three, raise. A couple steps forward. Okay, a couple steps backwards. Okay, and let's lower gently. Okay, how was that, Mr.
What
Rogers?
A voyage. Thank you very much.
That's great. Now we're going to loosen up the straps, undo the straps, and permit you to get out.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Oh, there's so much to know about your field. I always remember when I see a fire in the movies or someplace, there are these sirens and lights that go off. Do you have that on your truck here?
Yes, sir, we do. In fact, firefighter Lucia Lennon is up front checking over the truck. Let's walk up and let's turn on some of the siren lights.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Are the lights up above here?
Yes, they are, Mr. Rogers. Firefighter Lennon, let me introduce you to Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, Firefighter Lennon.
Could you do us a favor and turn on emergency lights and activate the siren for us, please?
Sure.
Oh.
Yes, they are. Oh. Thank you very much, Firefighter Lennon.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Oh. What is it that we need to know about fire, that everybody should remember about fires?
Number one, we should never play with matches or cigarette lighters.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, in the event of a fire, we should never hide under beds or in closets.
Under beds or in closets.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And number three, once again, in the event of a fire, once you are outside, stay outside.
Stay outside. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, Mr. Rogers.
Good to be with you. See you soon.
See
bye-bye.
You.
Let's just go back to my place. Remember what Captain Arnold said? Never play with matches or cigarette lighters. And if there's a fire, never hide. Just go outside and stay outside. Yep, very important. You know, people work at fire stations so they can help other people who are having trouble with fires. Aren't you glad that there are people who want to help that way? I know I am. The people who drive those fire trucks know exactly when to go and stop and go again. Let's do that with the trolley. Come on, trolley.
go, stop, go, stop, go, stop.
We've been pretending that Lady Elaine Fairchild has been trying to stop squirting people with her museum hose. People don't like to be surprised by a squirt of water like that. Let's make believe that she's still working on that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Ready. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, you are prepared, Handyman Negri?
Yes, sire, but there are no fires here.
Exactly. Be prepared in case of fire.
Where will we get the water if we need it?
Fairchild has a hose at the museum go-round.
That's right, she does.
I suggest that you enlist her service in our volunteer corps.
I will do my best, sire.
A volunteer helmet might do the trick.
Yes, sire. Understood.
Farewell, Firefighter Negri.
Farewell, Firefighter Kane.
Handyman Negri? Are you a firefighter?
I am. Would you like to join our volunteer company?
Sure. What do I do?
Wear this helmet, and you help put out fires in the neighborhood.
Ooh. The only fire I remember in this neighborhood was at Corny's factory.
Oh. Would you tell him about our volunteer fire company while I go talk to Lady Elaine?
Sure thing. Call me if you need me.
Sure. I would use this siren if I needed to call the brigade.
What's it sound like?
Where is the fire? Where is the fire?
Oh, I'm sorry, King Friday. There is no fire. I was just showing this siren whistle to our new volunteer.
Volunteer Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Volunteer Friday.
You too may proceed with your training. Farewell.
Farewell, Uncle Friday. So I'll go to the factory.
And I'll meet you over at the museum ground. Okay.
Oh, don't tell me we've got another fire.
Oh, no, Corny, no. We just wanted you to know about our volunteer fire department.
Oh, that's wonderful. I remember how helpful everybody was to me that time. Oh, fires are scary things.
They surely are. We just want to help if anybody needs us.
How do you get one of those helmets?
Well, if you want to be a volunteer, we'll get you one.
I'll think about it. I'm still pretty scared of fires.
I can understand that. But please call us if you ever need us.
Okay then, Lady A, and thanks.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
Where's Lady Elaine?
She went inside to get her hose.
Here I am. Oh, hello there, Lady A.
Volunteer Aberlin at your service.
I'm not going to squirt this hose until somebody asks me to do it.
Good for you, Lady Elaine.
Say, do you ladies smell something?
What kind of something?
Something like smoke?
I think you've got smoke and fire on your mind, Handy.
Wait a minute. I think I smell something like smoke, too.
You sure?
I'm sure. It's somewhere over that way.
It's at the platypus mound. Come on over here.
Oh.
Is
Lady
anyone
Lane.
In there?
Better bring your hose, Lady
Here
Lane.
I come.
Here's a note.
Oh, Anna is away. Visiting friends will be back in an hour. Elsie Jean and Dr. Bill. Platypus, look at all that smoke.
Where are the platypuses?
It says they're away. Come on, Lady Elaine, squirt out the fire.
Wait a minute.
A real fire?
Yes, sire.
You volunteers may put it out.
Well, somebody has to ask Lady Elaine to squirt her hose.
You may squirt your hose, Fairchild.
Ready, get set, squirt.
Excellent. Excellent.
What's happening? What's happening, friends?
The volunteer fire department has just put out your fire.
We had a fire?
Yes, there was a lot of smoke, and Lady Elaine Fairchild squirted it out.
Oh, thank you. What good neighbors you are.
I'll help clean up inside, too.
Oh, you are a good neighbor.
Back to headquarters, volunteers.
Yes, sire.
This way.
Yeah, it was at the platypus mound.
Yes, Trolley, major conflagration, of course, yes.
Lady Elaine really put it out.
Bet you did. Come along, Em. Come along.
So they were prepared, and Lady Elaine used her squirting well. She's even helping with the cleanup now, too. I wonder what started that fire. It was good that there were neighbors looking out for neighbors. That's for sure. Let's give the fish some food here. They're hungry. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Maggie Stewart. Maggie.
Hello, Fred.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. I have a videotape here of children playing and dressing up in all kinds of different outfits. Would you like to watch it?
I would. Do any of the children wear firefighting volunteer outfits?
As a matter of fact, several of them do.
Oh, good.
Let's watch it.
Sure. On picture.
Oh, yes.
Well, show us. I like to see children dressing up in different things.
Oh, I do, too.
Let's look. Thank you. that is very important play.
Yes, indeed it is.
Very serious play.
They are some of my good friends.
Oh, they are.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, you've made such a great delivery for me.
I certainly have. And I know the speedy delivery song in sign language.
Oh, could I see it?
I'd love to do it for you.
Thank you.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed.
What is that?
This is the sign for speed.
Speed?
It's like pulling the reins back on a horse and buggy.
Oh, speed.
Speed. Uh-huh. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Oh, could I try some of that
please.
With you?
Mm-hmm. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you for that. What a good speedy delivery.
Well, I must be on my way. And thank you for having me today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Maggie. How do you say goodbye in sign language?
Goodbye.
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 Either hand?
Either hand. Goodbye.
Good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For now.
For now.
All righty.
Thanks again, Maggie.
See you next time.
Bye-bye. What a great neighbor she is. I loved seeing those children dress up. Do you ever dress up? Mm-hmm. There are many helpful people in this world, aren't there? The more you grow into a helpful person yourself, the happier you'll find this world of ours is. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.